Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're joining you live right here on WWCR around the world right now on August the 12th. We're live and direct. Just got back from a wonderful, wonderful service in Murphy, North Carolina at Pentecost. Had a great, magnificent time. We had a brother that was baptized in the great name of Yahweh. And so we enjoyed ourselves very, very well. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that Yahweh has prepared us a place? This place is right in the center of His will. Did you know that the word angel, which means El, the Hebrew word meaning God, it means directly that we are ascending and descending messengers of the Holy Faith. We're going to talk about part three tonight of DNA. You don't want to miss it. We're going to have a great time tonight with the message. Now, let's go into some of the scientific reasonings of the divine matrix. Now, what do we mean by that, Pastor Buddy? History is going to look upon the last century, ladies and gentlemen, as one of the discovery of major scientific advancements in this revolution. The breakthroughs that have become the foundation for entire disciplines have occurred over the course of the last 100 years. Amazing. Knowledge has exploded. In 1947, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls opened up a vast area of understanding about DNA and its reckoning to bring forth in the last days a wisdom and knowledge unprecedented. Watson and Crick, I've been talking about them and their model of the DNA double helix and our ability to miniaturize the electrodes for the microcomputers in the 20th century now is unprecedented in terms of scientific advancement. Between 1993, listen to me now, in this first experiment we're going to cover, and the year 2000, a series of experiments demonstrated the existence of an underlying field of energy that bathes the universe. Let's see what one of those experiments revealed. When scientists began with the design experiment to determine the relationship between human DNA and physical matter, ladies and gentlemen, you can rest assured that it proved that a relationship between the two, although separating, still was that it's connected. It was during the time that a quantum biologist, Vladimir Popayan, he's a Russian researcher, he reported in his research to his colleagues, including others that were there to confirm, from the Russian Academy of Science, a paper that appeared in 95, described a series of experiments suggesting, now listen to this now, suggesting that human DNA directly affects the physical world through what they believed was a new field of energy connecting the two. That's what they believed, but they found that it wasn't true. As they found themselves in this experiment, they call the DNA phantom effect. It tells our world is perhaps best summarized by the scientists themselves as they introduced the report, saying, "We believe that our discovery has tremendous significance for the explanation and deeper understanding of the mechanism underlying the subtle energy phenomenon, including many of the alternative healing phenomena that is going on." So what they said in the experiment number one, that the phantom effect and the relationship of our world with one another and the universe beyond, it is all about DNA and kind after kind. Oh, my, ladies and gentlemen, what, don't the Bible say that? What they wanted to see as they begin to measure their photons inside a tube, they wanted to see if the particles of light were scattered everywhere, as they should be, and they found that they were clinging to the sides of the glass in the control test tube, and that they were clustered in a pile at the bottom of the container. And what they found first came as no surprise. The photons were distributed in a way that was completely unordered. In other words, the particles were everywhere inside the container, which is precisely what the team expected to find. In the next experiment that related to the samples of the human DNA, they took the human DNA, placed these samples inside the closed tube with the photons, and in the presence of the DNA from this particular person, the particles of light did something that no one anticipated. Rather than the scattered pattern that the team had seen before, after the DNA was placed within the test tube, the particles arranged themselves differently in the presence of the living material. Oh, my. Recognized it right away. The DNA was clearly having a direct influence on the photons, as if shaping them into regular patterns through an invisible force. Now, they found this to be very important, since there's absolutely nothing in the tenets of a conventional physics that would allow for this to have this effect. Yet in this controlled environment, DNA, the substance that we're composed of, was observed and documented to have a direct effect on the quantum stuff that our world is made of. Now, very important. If it's to be, as the old saying goes, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you. By your words, you're justified, and by your words, you're condemned. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, angels who were higher than man, they fail through transgression. Are we pre-programmed to fall? I told you that Satan was perfect, until iniquity was found within him. What happened? Where did the DNA particles, after they were released by his understanding or by his belief or the lack of belief, this changes the patterns of our thinking, and we become victims of our works. You shall know a tree by its fruit. Has some higher power visited you, as it says in Psalms 82 and verse 1, that God stand in the congregation and that he, Yahweh, governs among the gods. They know not, and neither do they understand. They walk to and fro in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you shall die like men. Is this pre-programmed, ladies and gentlemen? Is there a blueprint, purpose? Now, this experiment demonstrated its importance for a number of reasons. The most obvious is that it clearly shows us a direct relationship between DNA and the energy that our world is made of. Number one, we realize by the experiment that there is a type of energy that exists that has previously gone unrecognized. The DNA shaped the photons inside the controlled test tube. They became orderly. Now, why have you made me thus? Could be the cry of Cain. Cain was from the wicked one. His DNA was ordered for the true purpose of his calling. Abel had a higher purpose, and yet the evil, the Cain of the wicked one, 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, doing the works of his father. And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, that means that if Cain was made wicked, that had to be God making him wicked. Here it is in Psalms 82 again. The sons of God are the sons of the Most High. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh created all of the angelic beings. They are gods. I said, you are gods. This is a direct quotation that he's trying to tell us in John 10:33 and 10:34. We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God. Then the Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua, in a flesh body, answered them, Is it not written in your law that I said, you are gods? Now these fallen gods, arranging their photons in light source. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the flesh profits nothing. It's the physical material made of third-dimensional matter. It is the spirit that quickens or prompts the flesh man to act in a certain way. And DNA, be it good or bad, makes up the characteristics of the person. A good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Cain was of the wicked one. Therefore, he is known by his works or his fruits. Also, he was a worshiper. So can evil people worship the Creator? Well, of course they can. And did you know that Satan himself sought to overthrow the hierarchy, if you will, the throne, when he said he would exalt his seed above the throne of God? He was talking about his genetic offspring. You say Satan's got a seed upon the earth? We prove that in Matthew chapter 13 in part 2 of our message on genetics. The divine matrix. Someone in charge. Can the potter be accused by the clay of making him wrong? Is it not the potter that made the clay into what that DNA particle personality characteristics or works would perform. You say, well, then if that's true, we have no self-evident will. Oh, you see, between the thin line of right and wrong, this is the test clause, just like the scientists put the DNA of an individual into a vacuum tube where light photons were at. As they were strewn about the test tube haphazardly or wherever they desired to be. But once the person's DNA came into the test tube, it became orderly or readable or predictable. Satan, being a liar and a deceiver from the very beginning, liars are those who can persuade good people to believe a lie and be damned. Satan was a liar from the very beginning as he challenged the true manifested DNA particles of light that was in the beginning as he rearranged with a deceptive DNA as he injected the code of evil that appeared to be good, the thin line between light and darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to discern when light comes and darkness flees, or vice versa. An evil tree will produce fruit. It looks like a tree, but you've got to wait for the full bloom. Oh, it'll bloom. You see, ladies and gentlemen, a tree that's not properly trimmed or pruned will fill the tree with blooms in the spring, but there'll be no fruit in the summer. Satan, when he brings fruit, he distinguishes himself by the actions of the final analysis of that fruit. It may look like a duck, quack like a duck, and talk like a duck. And if it does, it probably is. By your words, you shall be justified. Out of the heart proceedeth. Oh, but you said, Pastor Buddy, Satan can talk real good, can't he? Of course he can. A liar and a deceiver or a persuader. Did you know that the Bible talks about angels that would be lying spirits in the mouth of prophets? Now let me repeat this. There is evidence in the Bible that there is a power that is able to cause a lying spirit to come into the body of a DNA God, a fallen God in this case, a lying prophet. Satan and the fallen ones will be used exclusively by the eternal creator to chastise or prove his own children of light. You would never appreciate light unless you are in darkness. How comforting and how refreshing it is to have access to a light that didn't exist as you walk and stumble in the darkness, and suddenly someone turns on the revealing light of where you are that you may see in the darkness. Therefore, it takes darkness to convince you to appreciate light. My sheep hear my voice. So a type of energy exists that has previously been unrecognized until these experiments. In 1995, the cells of DNA influence matter through this form of energy. The angel said, I will convince Ahab to go up to battle. I will be a lion spirit in the mouth of his prophets. This came from the messengers or angels sent from heaven to be lion spirits, producing the rigid control of the bodies of the men, flesh and blood men, that were telling Ahab to go up. The evidence was overwhelmingly that he should go up and that Yahweh would deliver the enemy into his hands. And, of course, that didn't happen. The DNA changed the behavior of the individuals, just like DNA changed the behavior of the light particles or the photons in the test tube, which is actually the essence of our whole world. Just as we cherish who we are, because every man's way seems right in his own eyes, but you must go through the test. Did you know the Bible says that he would test you as gold tried in the fire? You must go through this fiery trial to see just how real the DNA of light particles in your very being would express themselves. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the second experiment, they got very interested after they found out that DNA brings order to light particles. Oh, my. During the 90s, they began to work with the U.S. Army. The U.S. Army got very interested in these experiments of the Russian government. And so they investigated whether or not the power of our feelings continues to have an effect on living cells, specifically DNA, once those cells are no longer part of the body. Now listen to me, for those of you that would like to cremate your body, or those of you that would like to destroy your temple, or to defile your temple. Did you know Israel cherished the bodies of their ancestors? Did you know that Jacob requested from his son, his birthright son Joseph, and made him swear an oath that he would not leave his body, his dead, decaying body, in Egypt, a form of darkness? And Joseph made an oath, covenant, with his father, Jacob, that he would carry his DNA, literally speaking, his DNA up out of Egypt into the land of Bethel, where he is buried. Ladies and gentlemen, DNA never separates from that source. Conventional wisdom would say that once you're dead, decayed, or dust, that it wouldn't have any power or control feelings or effect on the living cells. But once those cells are no longer part of the body, they do, and they did prove that the DNA still affected the body. Now let's find out in the Army experiment just what they did as they performed the experiment. In a room, as they measured in a specifically designed chamber, the DNA sample was isolated and taken to another room in the same building. In other words, they took a swab of tissue, a DNA sample from the inside of the volunteer's mouth. The same sample was isolated and taken to another room in the same building where they began to investigate a phenomenon that modern science says shouldn't exist. In a specially designed chamber, the DNA was measured electrically to see if it responded to the emotions of the person that it came from. The donor, who was in another room several hundred feet away, became the test subject. In the room, the subject was shown a series of video images designed to create a genuine state of emotion inside his body. This material ranged from graphic wartime footage to erotic images to comedy. The ideal was for the donor to experience a spectrum of real emotions, it says, within a brief period of time. While he was doing so in another room, the DNA was measured for response. When the donor experienced emotional peaks and dips, his cells and DNA immediately showed a powerful electrical response at the same instant of time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a human DNA specimen that still showed signs even after the DNA was separated from the person. The person's emotions was able to transmit through vibration or some light particle and project back into the DNA the same DNA emotional electrical response was measured in both the donor and the test tube DNA. Isn't that strange? Ladies and gentlemen, the question is why? And don't you know that there is a reason? The Army stopped the experiments and the donor and his DNA when they were still in the same building separated by distance of over or only hundreds of feet. They began to think, well, maybe that since the DNA is so close, hundreds of feet away, that they should see if greater distances of separation would give them the same results. Guess what? You got it. The DNA, regardless of where it was placed and regardless of the miles that it was transported away from the subject, is still instantly measured in an emotional response to the experiment. Previously unrecognized form of energy exists between the living tissue. Cells and DNA communicate through a field of energy that they now recognize, and a human emotion has a direct influence on living DNA. Therefore, you must beware of what you think, as well as what you eat, as well as what you wear, or better yet, what you don't wear. Distance has no consequence with regard to the effect. Isn't that amazing? Do you believe that while the effect of the human emotion on our body's health and immune system has long been accepted in spiritual traditions throughout the world through major ones, the most significant finding reported by HeartMath is the documentation of a donut-shaped energy field that surrounds the heart and extends beyond the body. The experiments that were under controlled environment were conducted between 92 and 95. They begin by isolating human DNA in a glass breaker and then exposing it to a powerful form of feelings known as coherent emotion. And according to the principal researchers, the psychological state had been created intentionally by using specifically designed mental and emotional self-management techniques. And they got both the chemical DNA and visible response that the researchers could measurably detect. So then, emotions play a part in the DNA molecule. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that you are something special. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Some power, some knowledge, some wisdom, some mind programmed into you before the foundation of the world, just exactly what you would be when you came here. And yet, when you come here and you experience the emotional ups and downs of life, the Bible said, seek you Yahweh, while you can be found of Him. Like in Psalms 82, I said, you are God's. Ladies and gentlemen, have we been programmed by the negative forces to operate far below our potential? Did you know that a 90-pound woman can lift an automobile that weighs over 3,000 pounds off of her screaming baby that's trapped underneath it and think nothing about it? One woman, 90 pound, can lift a 3,000 pound weight off of her dying baby through the emotional power that is invested in her being. It's proven fact. It's happened time and time again. In extreme emergencies, we can perform incredible feats and miracles and signs and wonders. Why? Because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that in John 1:51, and he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God descending and ascending upon the Son of Man. Now, did they literally see angels, physical angels? We think in terms of physical angels. But remember, the Bible says that angels are interpreted as messengers of the Mighty One. I gave you an illustration of where the angel said that he would come to the prophets of Ahab and become a lion spirit in their mouth. Can the clay say to the potter, why have you made me thus? Nay, who art thou, O man that replies against God? For these purposes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to know the rest of the story. Fearfully and wonderfully made is who we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pause right here for station identification. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, Part 3 of Genetic Divine Matrix. We're going to be right back after saying that you're listening to WWCR Around the World with Pastor Buddy. ladies and gentlemen, the sanctuary prepared for you. Isn't that an appropriate song? Are you his from the foundation of the world? Has he known you before the beginning of earthly time? You know, science says that our planet, the Earth, is approximately 13 billion years old. Now, whether they know it's that old, or whether it's only a billion years old, or perhaps if we reduce it down in biblical quantum times, that the Earth is only 5,680 years old by the time that Adam is introduced. But was there an Adam before the Adam? Now, the Adam that was split in Genesis chapter 2, ladies and gentlemen, where he was made to possess the earth, was Adam a recent introduction to a system that had already fell into darkness? Ladies and gentlemen, spirit beings that fall into flesh bodies, where did they come from? What's their purpose? Were they predestinated? The Bible says that we, if we are his sons and daughters, we are predestinated. Some power, be it good or bad. And you can say, oh, I find fault with God. Why has he made me thus? Ladies and gentlemen, if you love him and you've got the love of the Father in you, you know it was placed there before you ever came here. You do not develop the spiritual instincts. The spiritual instincts must be developed from you into flesh matter. Oh, yes, you learn. This is the progression of the spirit as it examines itself in a flesh body, finding itself in a flesh body. It desires all of the experiences, and usually most of these are evil. You tell a child that he can't have a piece of candy, and yet the child sees the candy in the candy jar, and you walk out of the room, and the temptation is overwhelming. And although that child will go up and take the candy and eat it until it gets a stomach ache, it learns from too much candy is not a very good thing. Is that bad? No, it learns obedience. Did you know that your Messiah himself, seeing this, as it said in Acts chapter 2, verse 31, he's seeing this before. Seeing what? He spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, and neither did his flesh see corruption. The writer plainly considered that his soul had already been there. The most positive declaration that Christ came and lowered himself into a flesh body, finding himself in the form of a man. He humbled himself. This is the Word made flesh. John 1 and 1, again, pre-programmed. When the Messiah came, it was already declared by the ancient prophets, Isaiah 9 and 6, unto us a son is born. Oh, my. Unto us. This is hundreds of years before that he was ever born, the prophet cried from the very depths of his being. Did he really know what he was saying when he said, unto us a son is born, a child is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace? Did he really know? Did these messengers that pre-existed for the divine purposes of the greatest plan that's ever been devised by a power outside our own selves, and that you are just a small cog, a grain of sand, as the song said, you're just a little grain of sand. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the English word sand, S-A-N-D, spelled backward, is the plural of DNA? Sand, your body dust. And yet this DNA has the immediate effect of knowing when it's separated from its original source. You shall bear witness with me. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. You will bear witness of me, the Messiah said, because you've been with me from the very beginning. And unto Judas he said, there, do this which is expected of you. Because Satan had chosen Judas from the foundation. The devil, the Bible said, the devil from the very beginning, programmed to do exactly what he done in his betrayal of offering up the Son of the Most High at the Sanhedrin mockery, the trial, as they branded him through two false witnesses, one discovered and the other undiscovered by most people. It takes two witnesses to put you to death, and the Bible said both of them are false witnesses. One intentionally lied because he was a devil from the very beginning. The other, through the fruits and the weakness of his flesh, lied because he wanted to experience what it felt like to betray his best friend. Have you ever been betrayed by your best friend? Did you know the Bible says for you not to reveal your innermost secrets even to the wife that lays on the same pillow you do? Ladies and gentlemen, if you reveal the depths of your heart and soul, Satan can make bare and come in and wreak havoc with your life. Do not let your left hand, oh my, know what the DNA of your right hand is doing. It might measure a response immediately. The Bible said, curse not the king, lest a bird that was sitting upon your open window sill fly off and tell the matter. Ladies and gentlemen, you are an electrical being. Anger shows in the face of those that are angry. Emotions display. Mad spirits, lion spirits are so deceptible. Did you know that the winking of the eye, the Bible says, and the jesting and the foolishness is soon detected by those who would deceive the very elect, if possible. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that you came here to suffer humility. You are a king. You are a prince. And if you can take the heat and go through the furnace of fire, the Bible said, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, a sheep will hear his voice. A sheep will praise him. Or a sheep will wander astray. Like sheep we have gone astray. Life will stray you. And there is an element of deception and lying and beauty and fame and fortune and lust and envy and all the 17 works of the flesh to allure you and pull you away from your appointed destiny. But I don't care how much training of opposite in flesh you get, when the Spirit gets ready, you're going to have to move. When he makes his calling, as he said to Jonah, Jonah, I have called you to go to Nineveh and preach the gospel. And Jonah, in direct opposition, he had something better to do, no doubt. And most people have something better to do than to serve Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, I have enjoyed myself this weekend with many brothers and sisters of the common faith. Oh my, how it thrills my heart to see them stand and proclaim and style and profile and shout the great name of the King. For the King shall say, it is my people. And the people shall say, Yahweh is my mighty one. Ladies and gentlemen, I was born to serve Yahweh. I was called before the foundation of the world. I signed on to this tremendous task to find him in this lifetime. Not only did I find him, I found those who were of him. And as the old saying goes, birds of the feather will flock together, and kind after kind, if you are a divine God, and you have the DNA of a divine God in your blood. We are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Others are natural brute beasts. Their DNA is never to extend or reach out beyond the realm of the third dimension of the flesh world. They're fleshly, carnal, spiritually dead, twice dead and plucked up, rages, foam, shaming out their own shame. They've got things to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I was born to serve Yahweh. If there's something going on that would give our Creator glory, if there's a gathering, I want to be there. When the number is made up, I want to be in that number. And I want to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Oh my, I'm beginning to feel the anointing of the Most High. Ladies and gentlemen, I know in whom I have believed. My faith is anchored solidly in the rock. And that rock is the great magnanimous name that has its vibrational frequency in the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh as it relates back to the Father who said, I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Satan, the prince, the beautiful prince in the garden, as he styled and profiled and showed off in the flesh realm. Oh, they make a fair show in the flesh. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is found in the nuggets that are mine deep with great care. You better search for that little field that's got the precious nugget. You better find it, and you better purchase it, and you better hang on to it, and you better be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour the Son of Man comes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time is gone, and we've done a three-part series on DNA. Born of his flesh and blood. If you'd like to have this, ladies and gentlemen, you can have the complete series, part 1, 2, and 3 of DNA pre-programmed by the Heavenly Father, the potter, as he made the vessel of clay, some to honor and some to dishonor. Ladies and gentlemen, you will obey the potter's instructions. If you'd like to write me tonight for these three hours of DNA matrix, the light particles from the Pleiades, the constellation of the stars from which we came. I'd be glad to send it to you. Just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, that's 2284, New Tazewell, two words, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight here on the 12th of August. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, you can call my sponsor, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Tell him you heard Pastor Buddy on the Shepherd's Call. He'd like to talk to you and help us out and send us a love offering as we need to pay for more radio time to be heard around the world on the Mighty Voice, the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR 5070 on your shortwave. And we're also simulcast for those of you who have computer and you like to download us on your internet systems. You can do so by simply typing in www.wwcr.com. Go up to WWCR, open up on your search engine, WWCR, and listen live. Click on Program 3 at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday night with a Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. And we'd be glad to have you join us each Sunday night in his service to glorify the great King, the sponsor of our stem cells. Ladies and gentlemen, he's placed these codes in us, and nothing can suffer, even death, not even death, can separate us from his love. Matter of fact, in death, we are more than conquerors because we are reunited with the eternal spirit from which we came. God is a spirit. And when you enter back into the spirit world, you can hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many." Now remember, next Sunday night, a new series, brand new. But if you'd like to have the three-part series of the Matrix Code of DNA and Genetics, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. I'll see you next Sunday night, right here on WWCR. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. Blessings to you, Jacob, and may your DNA rest in peace.